Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Listening and Doing Spiritual Sessions with Sister Pucci, Pastor Angela McCarty, and I'm the Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, if you don't know that. But anyway, I am glad that you allowed me to come back into your eardrums today. I am looking forward to the show. You know, I have to thank the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting my body up so I can come to you again. It is truly something that I take great pleasure in doing, is to be able to speak the word of God over the radio, over the internet. You receive it, and you have shown us that you're receiving it by the new countries that are added weekly to our listenership. So for everyone out there who's listening for your first time, or you're an old time listener, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We see and appreciate every single thing that you are doing on behalf of JHOM. And supporting us is the best thing you can do, because when you support God's work, His work will always go forward. All right, everyone. I want to make an announcement as far as our regular schedule programs. We didn't do the Young Adults for Christ or DJ Shaheen show this month. It will return next month, but this month there were some other things going on, so we're just going to do spiritual sessions until the end of the month. And then next month, not only will the new show schedule be available on the app, but our shows will be returning at that time. Now, while you're at jhom.org, and I want everyone to go visit the website and download the app, I want to thank the people who have already downloaded it. We are seeing growth in that, and so I appreciate that with all my heart. But if you have not downloaded it, please download it, because there's a lot of useful spiritual information there. Stuffs that will help you, guide you through your everyday life. And the biggest thing that's on there that will do that is the Holy Bible. It's free. It's audible, where if you do not want to read, you can allow it to dictate to you. That's great for someone where English might not be their strong reading language. And also, it allows you to set a schedule of when you want to finish the Bible. Say you want to do it in 5 years or in 10 years, you set the schedule, and each day the app will give you the verses you need to read in order to achieve that goal. Now, you can either read it or listen to it. You also will get all of the mixes that are played on the show as standalone mixes, which allow you to download. You can download any show or any video that I put on the app. You can download it if it's something that you really want to keep. And that way, when I put new content on, you still have that content that you want. So there's lots. The app is packed and packed and packed of things that we are doing and things that we can do. So everyone, jump aboard and let's go for this ride, and let's see where God is trying to take us with this. All right, everybody. We're going to go to the reading of the word of God. And today is a real simple one, coming from James, first chapter, the 19th verse. And it is about listening and doing. You know, it reads, "My brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Well, we know one thing about communication, whether you're communicating with Christ or you're communicating with another human being, listening is key. A lot of times we interrupt each other when we're talking because we're so busy thinking of our response and trying to remember our response before the person even finishes telling us what they are trying to convey to us. We are already jumping ahead and trying to figure out what is being said. We do that with God too. We jump ahead of Him. And so when you're thinking about being quick to listen, if you begin to be able to listen to each other, you begin to be able to listen to God, because you have to stay still to listen to God. You have to be still to listen to God. He doesn't scream or shout. He whispers to you in your spirit what he wants you to do. Slow to speak. You can't speak on something until you fully are educated and know exactly what you're talking about. So, you can't do that without listening. So we have to be slow to respond to what people are saying to us, and slow to speak before God has finished talking to us. That is the other part of that. And then, of course, slow to become angry. Nothing should make you angry. You know, even Jesus said that if you come into a house, cast your peace onto it. And if your peace does not return to you, shake the dust off your sandals and keep moving. And what he's trying to say is that, you know, there is nothing that to be upset or angry about when it comes to another person. The only opinion that matters is the opinion of our Savior and the opinion of our Lord. And so becoming angry because you're not listening and you're speaking so quickly and you're getting frustrated, you just become angry. And the Bible's talking totally against those practices. We have to stop, slow down. Don't be so angry and anxious about stuff, and learn how to listen. All right, everybody, I'm ready to get some music started on in this show. You know, we have so many talented artists that have sent in work over the years that we play, aside from the mixes by myself and DJ Shaheen. And if you are an artist out there, or a spoken word artist, a poet, or a DJ, or even just a singer or a musician, and you want your music to be heard on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, it's absolutely free. This is one of the services that we offer people, is that we will give you a platform to display your music, and it's literally going all around the world. So if you want to get your music heard, just send an MP3 or WAV file to Journey Home Outreach Ministries at gmail.com. That's Journey Home Outreach Ministries at gmail.com. All right. Every Saturday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you know that we're on jhom.org. And every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, we're on gmap1.com. We're also syndicated with some other outlets, and we're going to give you a whole list of outlets. We're working on that right now, that you can catch us. So we just wanted to make sure you never miss an opportunity. And if you still have an iPod or iPhone, and you want to subscribe to the podcast that we have, every week that the show is out, the podcast immediately updates. And if you subscribe to it, just search Sister Pucci in the Apple Store, and the podcast will come up. And that's SISTAPOOCHIE. And it will come up, and you just hit subscribe, and then it'll automatically download when you sync your iPod or your iPhone. So you have a lot of choices of how to catch JHOM, and we're going to make sure that you're aware of each and every last one of them. All right, everybody, enough of me talking. Let's get on to some music. The first person up on the mic is Frazan Hayes with Testimony, and here we go. Like Daniel in the light. Yes, that was Frizon Hayes with Testimony, everybody, because we all have a testimony of how good God has been to us. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, God is always good. We just have to look for the goodness in everything that happens to us. You know, you need to praise Him through your circumstances. You just can't wait around and do nothing. He requires you to continue to praise Him in the midst of your storm, knowing with blessed assurance that God, who never fails, will never leave or forsake you. All right, everybody, we're going to keep rolling on with the show. Next up on the mic is Fire by Machete Malloy, and here we go.
My soul keeps on burning. I want it to burn up everything not like you. Cleanse me through and through. Oh, 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 oh. I want my flesh to die. So let the oil of your anointing burn tonight.
Deep down inside me. Oh, I'm burning up.
I'm burning up with your fire. My hands, I feel the Spirit move in me. I can tell He wants to drive, I'll take the back seat. Just like David, I could dance right out of my clothes. It must be the Holy Ghost. Oh, 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 oh. I put my flesh aside. Let the oil of your anointing flow tonight.
Oh,
of your
fire,
deep down inside me.
All right, everybody, that was Fire by Machete Malloy. And we are going to keep on rolling with the music because it is what we're here to do. We're here to listen to and celebrate these artists who are out here doing it for the Lord. They are actually using their talent, God-given talent, to praise and worship Him. And that's why we're giving them such a platform. And next up on the mic is Walk in the Sun, S-O-N, by Danielle Wilson. And here we go.
A friend the other day told me things wasn't going the right way. Wife had left him, kids don't see him, and his house is not a home. Said he had a bed to sleep in. Asked me would I stay the weekend. I don't wanna be by myself. Do you think that you could help? I told him, man, you're out of order. I love my Savior, I know I told ya. Turned to leave with an attitude. Said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? Lord, have mercy on his soul. He doesn't know you, so I gotta go. Then I heard a voice inside me say, tell him I'm the only
take
man.
A walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come, take a walk in the sun.
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 The sun.
Lord, please give me the words to say to make him look your way today. This may be his last day on this earth. Lord, don't let him be trapped in a curse. I said, let's stay right here and talk for a while. Just try to fix what's broken inside. Said he just needed someone in his life. I said, I know someone who'll do you right. There's someone you really should meet. Sometimes rowdy, sometimes discreet. He said, who is it? I said, it's Jesus. He said, you're tripping. Now listen. He will love you. He will hold you. Always right there. You can trust him. Let's think about him, and this is true. He's so in love with you.
Come take a walk in the sun.
Come take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come take a walk in the sun.
Take a walk in the sun.
Come take a walk in the sun.
That was Walk in the Sun by Danielle Wilson, everyone. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Listening and Doing Spiritual Sessions with Pastor McCarty, Sister Pucci, the Chicago-based poet. And, you know, we're going to go back to the reading of the word. It's a very short read, but it's still something I want you to meditate on and I want you to pray about, to have the Holy Spirit unleash the understanding of your own understanding of this Bible verse. I'm giving you my understanding of it, and also ask God for wisdom, because he said anyone who prays for wisdom will receive it. And that's all we need to get through the word of God, is Jesus' wisdom and being able to listen before doing. Okay, it goes, James, first chapter, 19th verse, and I'm reading the NIV version. Read whatever version is comfortable for you. But it says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. We in communication have to take the time to listen in order to understand what the person or entity as God would want us to know about a certain situation, about a certain resolution, about anything. But we pray and sometimes we don't listen to what God has to say. We don't listen or wait for the answer. We're too busy speaking over him, trying to get him to give us the answer to what he's trying to give us the answer to. And then we speak before we get all of the information. And that can be very dangerous, because we don't want to give half information out here. You know, when we're talking about the word of God, we want to be complete. And so we also have to be slow to anger. You know, there's nothing in this world that another human should make you angry about, because the only opinion that matters is our Lord and Savior and our Father. So that way, under that circumstances, what is there to become angry about? We should be slow at being angry about anything. Jesus said, even when you come to someone's house and you send your peace unto their home and it does not return to you, he said, dust the sand off your sandals and move on to the next house. And that's how we have to really remember that these are the things that God's instructing us to do, and he's doing it for a reason. Because the way we are with each other mimics the way we are with him. So if we don't listen to each other, how are we listening to God? Because God doesn't speak as loud as we do. You know, he whispers in your spirit. So please take the time to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger out here, because it is the best way to live your life. It's good advice coming from the great Father, the great I Am. All right, we're going to keep rolling on with the show. Next up on the mic is by request. And by the way, if you hear a song or a piece or anything on here and you want to hear it again, just email us at journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. That's journeyhomeoutreachministries@gmail.com. And you can just tell me what song you want to hear and I'll play it on the next show. And if you want to send in your music, you're sending in your music the same way, or any other piece that you want to get heard on the show. Even if you like an artist, write us and tell us, because we pass that feedback on to the artists. And it's good for them to know that, hey, someone out there is feeling what I'm doing. All right, a little compliment goes a long way. Metaphors of Conviction by Brittany Anthony Mason. And here we go.
Living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clap on. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. He invited you to dinner, but you turned it down. He is the bridge to new life, but you burned it down. He tapped you on the shoulder, but you didn't turn around. He called you by your name, but you were nowhere to be found. And God is a bountiful stream of grace and mercy. He is the living water, and he knows you're thirsty. He knows all of your thoughts, and you don't have to worry. He supplies our needs, even though we're not worthy. He'll show you the way, but you gotta do research. Faith comes by hearing, you just gotta believe first. Can't go back in the womb, but there's gotta be rebirth. This is the real thing, there's no time to earth, stars, and everything. Why would you turn down a crown? Why would you choose to hang low? Why would you rather chase fame, girls, cars, and make dough? Fame is overrated, girls are overstated, cars rust and break down, and that dough you just made wasn't worth the price you put down. Hell doesn't have currency, it just has ingredients, souls, sulfur, and fire. Nothing else will be expedient. Tick tock, the clock is ticking. You better get right while your legs still kicking. You running around like a headless chicken. Hell ain't Kentucky Fried and it ain't finger licking. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on. My life without Christ was an empty bottle with a cap on. I wanted to be filled with living water, but I couldn't turn the tap on. Jesus Christ turned on the lights in my life like clapping. I'm talking treasures you can't even get a map on.
All right, that was Metaphors of Conviction by Brittany Anthony Mason by special request. All right, everyone, it is time for the Sister Poochie Gospel House Mix. And this mix is called Feel the Spirit. Most of it is a lot of repetitive beats, a lot of repetitive words. But the point of it being more musical than audible, not audible, more musical than and lyrical, is because it gives you a chance to think about something that God has done for you. And think about the joy you feel because God has come through for you. Think about Christ and how he's with you all the time and how he laid down his life for us, just for you, just for me, just so we can be set free. So, think about all of those good things as you're listening to the rhythm and think about it over and over again. And before you know it, you're going to be praising God for the specific things that he's done to you and not just what the words of the song is saying. So everybody, without further ado, the Feel the Spirit Gospel House Mix by Sister Poochie. And here we go.
sick of crying.
All right. If you're just joining me, that was the Gospel House Mix by Sister Poochie, and you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Listening and Doing Spiritual Sessions with Sister Poochie. And we had just going to keep on rolling with the celebration of worshiping and praising God. And next up on the mic, we're going to do our resident DJ mix, DJ Shaheem. Now, DJ Shaheem has been with us since the beginning, and he is out of sight with his DJing skills. Now, you never know what you're going to get with DJ Shaheem, because he mixes so many different genres of music. So let's fire it up. Let's see what he got to go. And everybody, get ready. Try to figure out what he's trying to say and focus on praising the Lord for 15 minutes. Here's DJ Shaheem, my resident DJ's mix for the week, and here we go!
About the way things came to be. Life itself took a toll on me, and it hasn't been the same. I'm losing my peace of mind, trying to capture the picture that's hard to find. One day it'll come to pass, I know. This morning by myself in a day. Life itself took a toll on me.
Yeah, all All of my problems are beautiful. All of this pain is necessary. When you go into the next level, the altitude, it can get scary. Don't be quiet like a lamb when you know there's a lion in you. Sometimes you gotta be uncomfortable just to reach a new level and be a new you. I got all of these thoughts in my head. I'm sleeping with fear in my bed. I'm dealing with so much uncertainty. I don't wanna see the worst of me. I'm afraid of the future, cause my past keep coming. But I know you got a plan for me. Please, Lord, put your hands on me.
Woke up this morning by myself in a day. Life is sad, took a toll on me.
These problems I'm facing, I know I'll be okay. They push me to grow, so I'll continue to pray. I call them beautiful problems, baby. Beautiful problems, beautiful problems, yeah. Beautiful problems, baby. Beautiful problems, beautiful problems, yeah.
These are beautiful problems, a reflection of me, a reflection of you. If you knew who you were, would you alter yourself? What would you do? The blessing is not when you have it. It's not a demon, sometimes it's a habit. I feel like I'm lost in deception, blinded by my own obsession. I used to be just like you. These are my latest confessions, saved by a message of hope. Now I'm just spreading a message. All of my problems are beautiful. It's a part of the process. I see that you're confident. That's what I call progress.
On the ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheen.
Way up, way up, time.
You're in the mix with DJ Shaheen.
From the cove, I was 13 with a proposition to cook up the stove. I could see the future, it was international, we flown. I saw lights blind and they knew all the words to my songs. I was stage diving and then I signed my name on their clothes. Mama watching from behind me backstage with my folks. I could see it fitted in my dreams, then they turned to smoke. Nightmares haunting me, constantly coming for me most. Yeah. Look at Lil T from the cove, I was 16 when my first home. Murder in the cold blood, hold up. Guilty is a cold world, keep your eyes open. Devils keep approaching, provoking. Will I be next? My paranoia keep controlling. Jehovah spoken, he said young T destined for greatness, that's the chosen. Angels speak to me like Mary Joseph. They singing hallelujah, I say amen with prayers.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, amen. Come and taste it.
I want it back, yeah. They don't wanna leave me, I'm kidding, who they need to try to go back for the switch, yeah. Ducking and dodging and staying on watch, we made out of dirty legit, yeah. Throw that night like water, think about both of my daughters. I'm tryna hop on a charter, just said I wanted no daughter. I try to keep it together, in that worst type of weather. I hope it's getting better, but I don't miss them nights. Turn that left to the right, so, bitchin' I know what I came, so. Had to go give it all back, bro, yeah.
All right, everyone, that was our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, bringing in his mix for the week. Don't forget to download the app, jhom.org, and you will be able to download that mix or the Gospel House mix separately and listen to them without listening to the whole show. If you just like the mix, you can also download the whole show at the app. You can have a Bible there so you can refer to what I am talking about right in the palm of your hand. All right, everybody, going back to the reading of the Word of God, the week's reading comes from James 1st chapter 19 verse. I'm reading from the NIV version. Read from any version that you feel comfortable with. But it is about listening and doing, because, you know, communication requires us to listen. And if we don't listen, we speak too fast on a subject that we don't have all the information on, and then we get angry or upset or agitated when the other person doesn't understand that, you know. So anyway, we have a communication problem as humans. God is asking us to listen slow. I mean, be quick to listen. Sorry. Be quick to listen, because we have to listen to Him. You know, when we pray, we need to be able to listen and take the time to hear what God has to say. Slow to speak is waiting for God to finish revealing to you what He wants you to say. Then we speak and become slow to anger, because there's nothing that anyone should be able to say or do to you that would upset you, especially when you're talking about the Word of God. Even Jesus said, if you go to a house and you extend your peace, if it's not returned, kick the dust off your sandals and keep moving to the next house. It's nothing to be angry about. So we need to be slow to become angry with each other, slow to speak, and quick to listen. Those are the key points of communication biblically. And everybody, we're going to keep rolling on with the show. Woo! The show is rolling by so fast. You know, it's amazing how quickly it goes by. But we have some more artists up on the mic that we can't wait to to let you listen to. Now, this is a little one I pulled out from way back, but it's called She Was Never Told, and it's by Chill. So everybody enjoy.
She was thick, she was fat. Yo, shorty wore that. Was even told how good she looked from the back. But she was never told. She was told how fine she was and men admire her for her shape. The closest thing to flattering was, yo, model fries come with that shape. She was taught to be fondled and catcall was good. A diamond in the rough was when she was caught in the hood. She was called Miss It, Miss Thang, Miss Coca-Cola bottle frame. Honey, baby, sweetie, boo, everything but her parent to give her name. And for her, any attention was good attention. It was assumed as affection. She was never taught to have standards for her process of selection. And she learned young that a man will often take what he wants. And she learned that the remarks were compliments in form of sexual talks. She was taught, you only live once, girl, just go on, get laid. She was never told that she was fearfully and wonderfully made. They never told her that she could go beyond being just a hood beauty. That she could be called Madam President instead of Miss New Booty. So why no one ever told her to prepare herself for Mr. Right instead of Mr. Right Now. To keep herself holy and pure until her marital vow. But she was never told that her true worth didn't lie in her sexual skills. The men in her life were meant to compliment, not complete her, not some sex for the bills. She was worth so much more than trying to get some in the front seat of the Hummer. So much more than the love for the summer. Worth more than making to sing falsetto. But she was only taught to cling and never learned to let go. She became dependent upon worthless men. Never knew how she changed as she grabbed the independence and grabbed an I and an N. Her motto became, don't hate the player, hate the game. She was never taught self-worth, so she was limiting her shame. Cause you see, she was never told she has the power and the right to say no. A true beauty that never got to fully blossom and grow. And by the time I got to know her, she was bitter and jaded. Admirers had long gone because her cuteness had faded. Acting so old and beautiful at such a young age. Men are all demons, she say with a venomous rage. And it hurt me to see her in such a state. Unhappy with her stretch marks, baby fat and weight. And she ran herself down using the same words her lusters use. Defeating the parts of her others hadn't abused. Me being who I am, I approached her and spoke. Do you know you're beautiful? Cause God said so. And saw a glimmer of hope. She said no, cause no one ever told her.
All right, everybody, that was She Was Never Told by Chill. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we are here for listening and doing spiritual sessions with Sister Poochie. All right, everybody, we're going to keep moving on with the show. Round and Round is up on next up on the mic by London Bridges. Here we go.
See you carrying the world strapped to your back like a tree, a Hercules in the feminine. You keep a strong face, real metal, but it's artificial skin. And somewhere in the world I can hear you breathe, feel you move in our womb, cause you're my identical twin. And if you high, I'm high, we both fly. And when you cry, I cry. We both inner thigh, feel the rumble, then constrict. I reach out to blow you a soft kiss. I speak out to dig you out of a ditch. I leak out my love and hope that it won't miss your veins in the pupils. Quadruple stress minus negative stress, which adds more or less the feeling of being oppressed. But here in the now, you are the sun and I am the shine. Rubbing your skin with vitamin D calamine, preparing you for the battle down the line. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my sister's keeper.
It goes round and round and then up and down. It's like round and round we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me.
on me. It goes
round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are one.
My brother, when I think about your challenges, I see scales, weights, balances, injustice. An abstract, concrete, three-dimensional form, in proportion to the contortion, three-ring circus, which forced you to react or stand back as a statue. Chiseled ivory black, too strong, lest you crack, and society scatters the pieces. I see no faults in your flaws, just the means to be your queen and shore you up. I glean your needs without words, let me fill your cup. I know you are dry. Let me lift you up to let you rest your mind. Let me suck the poison from your wound. Your time is coming soon. Lay your head on my lap. I will rub the dreads, work the tension out. Refuel your station without a doubt. Still waters run deeper. I'll build you a bridge. I am my brother's keeper.
You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for you. You know that I got love for you. I raise my hand in support of you. When you cry, I'll dry them eyes for you. And if nothing else, I got time for
it
you.
It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me. It goes
round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are.
It goes round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me. It goes
round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are.
It goes
round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
When your world turns upside down, you can depend on me, on me.
It goes
round and round,
and then
up and down.
It's like
round and round,
we go
up and down.
I understand your circumstance, cause everything you are is me, and we are one.
Round and round by London Bridges, everybody, because we are one. One body, one church, the body of Christ. Everybody, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I just want to do the reading for the week again. Pray about it, meditate on it, ask the Holy Spirit to unleash those mysteries of the Bible. Ask for clarification in your own understanding. It's one thing when people tell you, but it's another thing when you become aware of it through your study and your own walk. It is something that's absolutely fulfilling and magical. So this is coming from James, first chapter, the 19th verse, and it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Quick to listen. Listen first. Don't speak until you get all the information, and don't get angry at all over anything. Just be slow to be angry. There's nothing to be upset about, especially if you don't agree about something. But if someone is not accepting what you're saying, Jesus even said, if you send your peace upon the house and it doesn't return to you, kick the sand off your sandals and go to the next house. So there's nothing to get angry about. So we need to be slow to anger. You know, this is what is required from us spiritually. And I know the world is not set up for us to live spiritually, but we have to do our best and let Jesus do the rest when it comes to this. Listening quick, speaking slow, and then becoming angry slowly. Okay, everyone, let's keep moving on with the show. It is winding down. Next up on the mic is, I think it's Fundamental with... Fundamental with Lyrics or Just Words. Let's see what he has to say. Here we go. No, we're not going yet. Okay. We're going to go in a minute. You know, this happens every show. Those who have listened to me, you know, I'm working it out. I'm working it out. We're going to have to, you know, I pulled the song up a little bit too soon. All right, everybody. Lyrics Are Just Words by Fundamental. Here we go.
Forgot the shuffle, pockets full of money, said never forgot the struggle. Yeah, I try to cope with these lows and confiscate the streets from the dope and the hoes. But I walk these streets holding my nose because it smells like green and I'm hoping for mold. But like it's out of control, we can't handle ours. That's why we hold on to Christ like handlebar. Folks are too cheap, they buy your friendship. That's why they sample laws. And the truth is giving me cold feet, just like Santa's are. I'm surrounded by pessimists that deny dreams. And my absence or drama like Vaseline. I try to keep my lies straight, like heterosexual. Suffocated by literacy, I'm gassing for intellectual. When drugs hit the streets, the block is loaded with fiends and dealers. Pushing more coke than soda machines. You see, I'm living in the city when crime and jealous of Lincoln. When folks do anything to get their hands on some Lincolns. And after they stack the Abrahams, it's when they cop the Lincoln. Yeah, and it got me thinking. Nobody's still in the city, they shifting. I'm from the town where brothers got more T's than Lipton. You feel me? Yeah. My mind getting stretch marks from all of these dreams that I'm lifting. Motivation is gassed up. Somewhat like sicko, stay with a chip on my shoulder. You can call me Nabisco. Speaking of chips, I got more than a poker game. So when it's bad weather, it's on the news like Roka's name. I freestyle rap right, expressing my ways with the same fake brothers I've been dapping up for days. With a $2 do-rag, wrapping up my ways. You feel me? See, I'm surrounded by white tees and wife beaters. I can sing the sequels and wife beaters. Some of y'all can't tell the difference between the game and the scrimmage. Can't decide if you wanna stand out or blend in with the image. Two words, pregnant teens, no mothers, no rubbers, they suffer. Yes, you feel me? See, there's too many hangovers and not enough sober nights. The drug gang got more tricks than October nights. I got ideas running through my head like hair grease. I gotta cheat to be happy, it's never fair peace. I'm from the town where the skinny fiends and fat clips. And the hustlers got more crack than chap lips. In the city where drugs be on the news more than the president. And brothers prescribed to the coke like it's medicine. You feel me? Lyrics Are Just Words, what you want?
Alright, that was Lyrics Are Just Words, spoken word piece by Fundamental, everyone. And we're going to keep on moving with the show with a Man About Change with Joshua State of Mind. And here we go.
Joshua State of Mind. Joshua State of Mind. Joshua State of Mind.
The U.S. claiming that the Palestinian tribe goes against its
Drone sign by Joshua State of Mind.
Statement decision to engage in direct negotiations. Why the Palestinians are
not focused on the mission at hand. I'm slipping on my mission cause my mission is advanced. I ride for God, pimp and see a difference in my stance. I deliver precise cuts, Edward Scissorhands. More about values than I am about brands. I remain a son of thunder, but you wouldn't understand. A mighty man of valor protecting my Jordan. I fight until the end to inherit my promise, man. I'm flowing from my spirit, I can see the vision clear. Just hope that you would hear it, I pray you lend me an ear. Let's take it up a level, time to switch it in gear. God is my protector, so whom shall I fear? No man, the Lord's man with the power of Conan. Walking in the Jericho to possess my promise, man. Anything stepping my way be cut and destroyed, man. The spirits drive by sending shots to the devil, man. Like, man. Joshua State of Mind.
Joshua State of Mind. Joshua State of Mind.
It's wartime in my Joshua State of Mind.
Well, the Palestinian position has been, you can't negotiate with the other side unless there's agreement on basic principles.
Pure warrior hurting but never aching. Staying true to my tribe, I'm honest, I'm never faking. I'm never bowing to Mason or any devil is hazing. I'm bringing destruction to them boys. I ain't playing on God's mission, I'm patient. Waiting to bail the brains just to throw a few spins of Satan. Anxious to see him bleed, itching to hear him scream. His angels can intercede, they see the same fate as he. I'm tired. got him. Testing me, say resist the man, he should flee. You see him straining for me, there's no way that I could lose and no way that he would succeed. He must forgot who I be, the Almighty's with me. He kick it off and we get it jumping like trampolines. Look, I play the game by the book. So if you read any part, homeboy, then you know how your end look. They trying to stop mine, but I am destined to shine. I'm born to get what's promised. Joshua, state of mind.
All right, that was Joshua Frame of Mind by Man About Change, Mac. Everybody, we're going to keep rolling on. The next up on the mic is Shakira Monique with You. Everybody enjoy. Here we go.
I would die without you, die without you. The sun cannot shine without you. The moon cannot rise without you. The earth will not grow without you. It would die without you, die without you. Compares to you, there is no one who compares to you, there is no one who compares to you. Nobody higher than, nobody better than, no one can ever be greater. There is no one like. I cannot think without you, I cannot speak without you, I cannot be without you. I will fall without you.
Alright, that was You by Shakira Monique, everybody. And we have time for one more song. God Worked It Out by Mark Ranzer, everybody. Here we go.
Jesus set me free. God,
All right, that was God Worked It Out by Mark Lanzer, everybody. If you're just tuning in, we're at the end of the show, but it's still the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show edition of Spiritual Sessions, and this is Listening and Doing Session. I've had a wonderful time. Thank you again for letting me come into your eardrums. Thank you for all the people from across the world who listen to these radio shows. I'm very humbled and honored, and we at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry appreciate everything you're doing. There is 10 of us who work on this ministry. It's not something I do on my own. And they are there to serve you. They're all volunteer, willing, and waiting to be what you need us to be spiritually. So hit us up, jhom.org, and download the app, as well as go to jhom.org and get some food for your soul. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out of here, like we always roll out of here, with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings, everybody. I'm out until next week. Peace.